Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
I want to talk, though, about modern day playdates and what do they look like? Is it still dressing up in Disney movies, or have friendship bracelets and hummus taken over? Journalist Niamh O'Reilly is with us on the programme. Niamh, what is your experience of the modern playdate?
Oh, God. As you say, it's a whole different story from when maybe I was growing up in the 80s, early 90s. Play dates are a big thing now. And you are sort of expected to have something prepared, if you have a child over. So it's not just about having the house clean and maybe throwing out a few nuggets or a few packets of buttons. You probably have to have some kind of solid activity lined up for the
game. What kind of activity, Niamh?
Oh, God, as you mentioned there, friendship bracelets, for example, is a perfect one. The children, small children kind of these days, expect you to kind of have things lined up. Yes, they'll play by themselves for a little while, but it's sort of what are we doing next? What have you got planned for us? So you have to have a lot of things up your sleeve, and it's not just things like Play-Doh. It can be things like really messy things like slime and glitter and all these things that you don't want to have in your house, but things that these kids are expecting that you're going to have lined up for them. And then when it comes to snacks, you have to be really, really careful. A lot of kids have allergies, for example, these days. So, you can't just throw out something and expect them to just eat it. And also, a lot of parents are quite fussy about what snacks to give their kids. When I was young, it was here's some chocolate and, whatever, and we'll stick on a movie. Now you'd have to say, is it okay if I give little Johnny, a packet of buttons? And their parent might say no.
I'm laughing at this. I don't have children, Niamh, but my memory of the play date was once a week, maybe, or once every second week, you went to your friend's house and you just entertained yourselves. In our house, you went to the garage and there was six or seven solid hours passed to play in Barbie. And that was it.
I know. And you probably never saw the parents. They were just off doing whatever. Now, it's from my experience, it's vastly different now. I think parents are more, and I put myself in this as well, we're more kind of helicoptery. We're more kind of in our children's kind of business and what they're doing and keeping an eye on everything and making sure everyone's playing nice and all that sort of stuff. But also, apart from just regular play dates in the house, there's a lot of pressure to go out and do stuff. So, we won't just have a play date in your house or my house. We'll go to, a play centre or one of those zip-liney places. Or a funny one that happened to me was, when my child was a little bit smaller, my friend was like, oh, why don't we have a play date? We're going to build a bear. Do you want to come with us? And this was all very last minute. And it ended up costing me the guts of €100.
For the play date?
For the play date.
This is worse than a child's party.
My mouth was on the floor because I'm not picking on Build-A-Bear. It's just that is the price of the place when you go to it. But it's you have to get the bear and you have to get the stuffing in and you have to put a heart in and do you want to smell on your bear and does your bear want to have clothes? So it was something that should have just been an easy play date and it ended up costing a fortune. So they can be really expensive, these play dates as well. And especially if you're feeling under pressure to provide stuff in the house, for the kids, whether it's going out and getting some arty stuff or helping them to make friendship bracelets or getting in sort of, lentil crisps or whatever it is, that you feel healthy snacks that you feel you have to feed the kids. There's definitely more of a cost involved. I would say in the 80s and early 90s, when I was having play dates, there was no cost involved. Yeah. The child just came over to the house and had whatever was there.
You just had whatever, the lunch or the dinner was.
Exactly.
In the house, you just had that.
For dinner. Yeah, and you'd just be dished up whatever was in the house. But my feeling and my experience is that it is not the same now. Things have leveled up.
Yeah.
And it's rare that you just get a play date that is just easy peasy, unless maybe it's a family member or you're going to your cousin's house or something like that. It's a little bit more relaxed.
And what about social media, Niamh? This survey that says 88% of parents feel social media has made it so much more competitive. Is that your experience? Is it all posted now on Instagram?
It is. It's everything. You can fall down a rabbit hole on TikTok. And, once you like one of these videos, it keeps showing them to you. Mum's preparing these elaborate things, my son has someone over and this is what I've made for them. And they're making them these elaborate sort of platters, snack platters that look like sort of charcuterie boards with all sorts of gorgeous stuff put on them, and the activities they have out for them. They have these like messy trays that you can have on the ground, and it's the effort that is put in. And I'm just like, oh my God.
I love it.
It's so inadequate.
Charcuterie boards for children. I've heard it all. Neve, thanks. Yeah, yeah. Thanks a million, Neve, for joining us on the programme. Neve O'Reilly, journalist. Thanks for your time.
Thanks a mil.
Aaron is with us in Kildare. Aaron, what's your approach?
Well, everything I've always said is very true. I think social media puts a lot of pressure on parents. And I don't think that pressure is manufactured. We put ourselves under pressure. My opinion, what children really need is unsupervised playtime. And that's what some of the experts say in the industry. I was reading a couple of books, specifically from Peter Gray, on this, how the power of social media essentially morphed our brain into thinking that, you know, we need to be there at all points for the child, where in real life all they need is to be left alone. So I'm trying to go that route, but it's not always easy.
What does a play date look like in your house then, if there's people coming over?
Well, it's just we're trying to let the kids do whatever they like to. They go upstairs and they play for 20, 30 minutes. They get bored and they need to reinvent, rediscover what they really want to do. So we're trying to not be there and tell them what to do and how to do. Just let them go, or just let them out. And as hard as that is for modern parents, they just leave their kids going out, like, go and play ball. It's super important for them.
Do you do that, Bianca? Like, is it free time or is it all organized play dates in your house?
Oh, absolutely free time. I think there's a certain pressure on first-time parents. I think the difference between the 80s and the 2000s is basically in the 80s, people had more children. Because they had more children, you cannot keep a certain number of children under your care 100% of the time. It's not done. For my first child, I suppose I was that helicopter parent on top of everything. Everything had to be healthy. Everything had to be by the book. By the time I had my third child, it's like, it's you get whatever you can. It's not that I gave the best out of me for my first child. It's that when you get to the third, you're kind of like, you know what? This outside pressure that's put on parents, especially on mothers, it's unrealistic. It's just unrealistic. Social media is unrealistic. The pressure of the first-time parent, even when you go to consultants and, you know, you have to give healthy eating the whole time to your child. So when this child comes to a play date, their parents are like, you know, it needs to be healthy food, even pressure from other parents coming to play dates. It's all about giving your kids some free time, giving the parents some free time. Give yourself a break.
Yeah. Well, you sound like we're probably in around the same age group, Bianca. I was looking at some of the statistics around this. Okay. So the biggest no-no with a play date is letting children watch TV. 39% just frowned on this as play date entertainment. No telly.
Well, yeah, I agree a little bit with it. I don't mind if my child goes to a play date and they end up watching TV in my friend's house, their friend's house. That's fine. But I like the idea of them playing outside. I like the idea of them playing with Legos, dolls, books, whatever it is they want to play with.
Well, dressing up is gone. 31% apparently in this survey. No, dressing up totally ruled out. Jumpers for football goalposts totally barred by 26% of parents. And you mentioned the food. Your fizzy drinks, your sausage rolls banned by 24%. Crisps, even the poor old chalk ice. Sweets, all getting the thumbs down by about 23% of parents. There's no fun in them anymore, Bianca.
No, you know what? Look, it's all about letting the kids have a bit of a break, have a bit of fun time, and the parents have a bit of a break, have a bit of fun time. Play date is not supposed to be something that you're dreading to go to. It's supposed to be something that it's alleviating both for the parents and for the kids. Just all the parents out there, especially the moms, just cut yourselves a little bit of a break. Your child is healthy. Your child is fed. Your child is, you know, if they have allergies, of course, you're going to watch out for those kind of little things. That's important. But other than that, just let them be kids. Who never had fizzy drinks or a bar of chocolate? You know, or the chicken nuggets in the oven.
Yeah.
I think that the fewer children is making parents more on top of being helicopter parents the whole time, hounding the child that they need to do everything right. And it's unrealistic.
Yeah, I'm going to come to some of the texts on this, but from what I can see here on WhatsApp, it seems to be all smoothies and lentil crisps. Emma Manley is with us. Emma's the creative director of women's wear brand Manley. You have three boys, Emma. What sort of pressure do you feel under when you've got a play date in the house?
Oh my gosh, honestly, I'm a little bit like taken aback with this. Like, I don't feel any pressure whatsoever.
Good.
I think... Yeah, and it's kind of making me feel sad for the people out there that do. I, as you said, have three boys, 5, 3 and 2. So right now we probably only have maybe one and maybe the second who do a little bit of play dating. But like, I think it's really simple. It's a date that's in the diary for the kids to play. I absolutely make sure that everybody's safe. But in general, I remove myself. Point is to let the kids solve their problems. You know, of course there's going to be a little bit of that's my toy and I want this and I want that. You let them figure it out themselves.
Yeah, but fast forward now 2 or 3 years, Emma, and you know, your eldest goes to somebody's house for this organised play date and they have maybe not friendship, well, they might have friendship bracelet making, you know, sessions, or they've these kind of TPs in the houses and the whole thing is this organised day out. Like, there must be big pressure. I can see how some of our listeners feel pressure then to return this.
You see, the thing is, I kind of feel like what you do in your turf, like you do you. If that's what you need to do, if you need to do friendship bracelets, if you need to do lentil crisps, if you need to do all that stuff, more power to you. If that makes you happy and keeps you happy, that's grand. But don't expect that in return.
Yeah.
And I kind of think that the people who allow their kids come to my house know the kind of shit that I run and they're happy with it. And I kind of feel like... Don't entrust your child, you know, into my care if you're not happy with the way I conduct a play date. I feel like it's just all gotten a little bit OTT. I'm all about the simple values and, like, say sad, that's enough.
Yeah, listener here says the whole thing has just got so Americanized at the moment. This listener, if you give your kids friends hummus and friendship bracelets and a play date, you won't have to worry about play dates anymore. Another texter says, I think the whole thing's so over the top. Driven by parents, though, not the children. The kids just want to play and have fun. They don't care about any of the stuff that you've mentioned. Off the balls, Adrian Barry is with us on the line. Adrian, what happens in the Barry household?
Hi, Andrea, that's the bottom line. Very much in line with your last caller there. I do think it sort of maybe depends a little bit what part of the country you live in. Like, are you in the countryside, a small town? Maybe those play dates are a little bit more sort of organic. We're in Dublin and they do have to tend to be... Like, the organisational bit is setting up the play date. After that, you kind of, the kids come around. There's no hummus here, Andrea, I can tell you that.
it's chalk ices and chicken nuggets.
Exactly, and pizzas. And, like, there's no pressure, really. The kids come over... Maybe you have a play date once a week, maybe twice a week. All very relaxed, free play. Let them get a bit bored. I took a notion last Friday. My 7-year-old boy was here. His friend was over. Brought them out to play a bit of mini golf. Out in Dundrum there. Great couple of rounds of golf. I thought it was brilliant. I think I got more out of it than they did.
Yeah.
And I asked the young fella afterwards. Good use of the time. Like, was that the right thing to do? Would you have rather hung out at home and just played around? And he said, yeah, it was good, but actually he would rather have just hung around the house and do it, like make tents, make dens, play up, definitely jumpers for goalposts out the back.
But you see, I would think that the mini golf, I would think that's an incredible activity to get in a play date.
Yeah, and now listen, this isn't something that happens regularly. I was off that day and I sort of led the charge in that. There'd be no expectation.
That's because you wanted to play golf.
Correct. You know me, Andrea. That's exactly what I was after. I mentioned it to the young fella's mum who was coming over that I was going to bring them off, and she was flabbergasted, like, that we were going to do it. Which, as in, typically they
isn't
come
the
over
normal.
And mill around the house for a couple of hours.
Yeah,
they do some of those things that were on the list. Like, maybe we wouldn't have them watching TV. Maybe a little bit of switch time at that age, but not a pile. More free play and encourage them to kind of get a bit bored if they need.
The texter here now, interesting message, right? I brought my six-year-old home from a play date a couple of months ago, and when I picked her up, she had a personalised goodie bag with her with toys and healthy snacks. She said the mum had brought someone in to read stories to them. They seem to have some sort of a child's entertainer. The whole thing was madness. I've never done anything like that, says this listener.
That's wild. That sounds like birthday party levels of organisation. Like, are they going sort of really far out of the way so they can encourage the kids to come back for a second play date or something? I don't know. That seems totally... And, like, maybe I'm just living... I've been a bit like your previous caller. Maybe I'm living in a parallel universe, but certainly the play dates that come here are the ones that our kids are going on. It's all very relaxed. It's very much hands-off. And let them get about their own business.
Have you ever heard anything like that, Emma? Personalised goodie bags coming out of the play date?
No, nor have I heard of going to Build-A-Bear for a play date. But like as I said earlier, each to their own. I think somebody who does that, God bless them, maybe they didn't have the childhood where they had those free play dates. Maybe they don't understand like how things will go, and hopefully they'll learn. But I wouldn't love if my kid came back with a personalised bag. I really wouldn't, to be honest.
Ruth says, I have a 7 and a 9-year-old and we never overplan play dates. The kids come up with their own ideas. They play football or chase in the garden. They build pillow forts. They mess the house. The parents that make this all sound torturous. Kids are easily entertained. They love the simple stuff. Turn off social media. That's according to Ruth. Listener says, I'm a mum of 3. I had a play date with another mum of 3 kids. We just left the children play. We actually chatted. I took over some fruitcake and cake and all was enjoyed by everybody. This listener says, I'm a 2000 baby. My best memories are just rolling around my friend's couch, watching Barbie movies and then running around the trampoline, trying to launch each other into space. Mums were only there purely to feed us. Keep them coming into us. 087 1400 106. We want to hear about your modern play date horror stories, the dramas. Get it off your chest. Drop me an email. It's lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. That's Adrian, Niamh, Aaron, Bianca and Emma Manley as well.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on Newstalk.